Praise God. Well, I'm excited this morning because we're going to have our double barrel coming out of here. Amen. We have tongues and interpretation of tongues. Glory to God. Amen. Okay. If you have your Bibles, you can turn with me to Mark chapter 1.
我们, 放开圣经在马可福音。
And we'll start reading in verse 40.
我们从一章四十节开始。
Before we do, let's pray.
我们开始祷告。
Father, we praise you this morning.
天父，我们赞美你。
We thank you for your word.
我们感谢你的话语。
And we thank you for the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢圣灵。
And we ask you right now in Jesus' name.
我们在这个时候奉耶稣基督的名字。
That you touch every heart.
你来摸着每一个的心。
That you change every life.
你在当中来改变我们的生命。
Through the preaching of your word.
在我们的分享的当中。
And the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
还有圣灵的动工。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Verse 40 says, Now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him, and saying to him, If you are willing, you can make me clean.
那么在40节, 有一个长大麻风的来求耶稣, 向他跪下说, 你若肯必能叫我洁净了。
Then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand, and touched him, and said to him, I am willing, be cleansed.
耶稣动了慈心，就伸出手摸他，说：“我肯，你洁净了吧？”大麻风即时离开他，他就洁净了。And
as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him, and he was cleansed.
耶稣严严地嘱咐他，就打发他走。Here's
a man who had heard about the works of Jesus.
那么这个人有听过耶稣。
But he was a leper. And in those days, lepers were living away from the communities.
那么那个时代长大麻风的人是要离开群众的。
There was a law that prevented them to have company with other people.
那么在那时候的律法是那个长大麻风是要离开群众的。
And so this man had not been in the company of other people when Jesus had come to their towns.
那么这个长大麻风,他跟人的接触是很少的。
But somehow news had reached him that Jesus was healing the sick everywhere.
那么他也听过耶稣说在他能够医治。
And so he took a chance.
那么他就找这个机会。
He took a risk.
他就找这个机会去。
He went to see Jesus.
他就去见耶稣。
And he had a question.
他就有一个问题,
he said, Lord, would you be willing to heal me, a leper?
那么他就跟耶稣讲,你肯来医治我吗?
I think this is the question many people have today.
那么今天我们也有很多这样的问题。
They know that God has power.
我们知道神是有能力的。
They believe in a powerful God.
我们相信神是一个有能力的神。
Many people today, when there's earthquakes or tsunami,
那么今天如果我们有大风灾的时候,
or just recently I heard about all these jellyfish everywhere.
那么最近也听到有这个, jellyfish, 到处在这个沙滩上。
Just recently off the coast of Japan, there is these huge jellyfish.
那么在日本这个沙滩也发现有这样一种类似的鱼。
Millions of them.
很多就是总上千的。And
when they go through the area in the ocean,
那么在这个沙滩四周围,
they bring great devastation.
他们就, 充满了, 这个毁坏。
They have these stings.
他们有那种, 毒的。
And when a fish comes near them and touches the sting,
那么那个鱼如果碰到这个毒物的时候,
it paralyzes and kills them instantly.
那么就会受伤,就会受伤害的。
There have been reports of entire schools of salmon, great populations being wiped out by these jellyfish.
那么在那个地方就有很多人警告。
So we live in very unusual times.
我们就是, 活在这样的一个时代。
And some people say, ah, this is God.
那么有的人说，是不是神的作为呢？
This is God's judgment.
是不是神的惩罚呢？
God sending the jellyfish.
是不是神派这些事情发生呢？
God is sending the earthquake.
那么神是不是就是允许这个地震呢？
God's bringing the tsunami.
是不是神允许这个风灾呢？
Somehow we believe that God has a lot of power.
那么我们又相信神是有能力的。
And it's bad power.
是坏的能力吗？
God's just waiting to punish everybody.
是不是神就是要惩罚我们呢？
See, to believe God's powerful is no big deal.
那么我们相信神的大能是这样吗？
This leper believed that Jesus had power to heal.
那么这个长大麻风的相信神就是能医治的。
But he wasn't sure whether Jesus would use his power to heal him.
那么他又不知道是不是耶稣能够用他的能力来医治他。
You can believe in a God that has a lot of power.
我们相信神有很大的能力。
But if he's not willing to help you, how good is that?
那么如果神不肯来医治我们，那又怎么样好呢？
You know, people have done everything to get rid of God's influence in their life.
那么我们在我们的生命，我们就是要神的。
Many people have no time for God.
很多人都没有时间跟神的关系。
They do everything to have nothing to do with God.
他们就是没有时间来认识这个神。
But then when things go wrong, they blame God.
那么如果有事情发生的时候，他们就埋怨神。
They say, why did God allow that to happen?
他们就说为什么神允许他发生。
Why did God not do something about it?
为什么神不做一些事情呢？
One thing we need to learn about God.
那么我们在这里就是要去认识这位神。
He moves by invitation only.
他就是只有动他个人要动的工作。
Have you ever been to those places where you can only come by invitation?
那么你有没有去过一些地方是被邀请的？
God gave this planet to people.
那么神就是把这个地方给了我们。
More importantly, God has given your world to you.
那么神就是给了这个世界给我们。
And God will not involve himself in your world unless you invite him.
那么神不会说进入我们的生活里面，除非我们邀请他。
I heard the story of a young lady.
那么牧师有一个故事说一个年轻妇女。
She got involved with a young man in a relationship.
那么她跟一个少年人有这样的关系。
She was telling young people about this.
他就跟其他的人说
She said that during that time in the relationship with this young man, she had fallen pregnant.
他跟这个年轻人的关系的时候，他就怀孕了。
And she said, I don't know why God allowed it.
他说我不知道为什么神允许。
My answer would be,
那么他的牧师的答案是
There was a little bee.
他说就是有这样的事情。
And the bee landed on the flower.
哦，那个蜜蜂在那个花。
You understand the story?
停留在那个花。
If we get involved in certain things,
如果我们去接触一些事情的时候
，If I climb on this building,
那么如果我们上这个大厦的时候
，And I jump off the building,
那么我从这个大厦。跳下去
and I break both my legs.
那么我伤了我自己的脚
That's not God judging me.
这个不是神的审判
That was my own doing.
是我自己要这样做的
All of it.
就是全部我要这样做的
Many times we have this idea.
我们时常有这样的做法
That somehow God has something to do with the things that happen in our lives.
那么神有时候有事有东西在我们的生命所要做的
When I live on the Gold Coast,
当牧师在黄金海岸住
I was working in the Gold Coast Hospital for some time.
他也在那个黄金海岸的医院工作过。
My title had a very fancy name.
那么他在那个工作有这样的一个职位。
They called me an operations officer.
他们叫他是一个
It's a difficult word. operations officer.
就好像是跟人家处理事情。
It means I was a cleaner.
原来他是一个打扫的。
I cleaned from the top floor all the way down over a couple of months and then I start all the way up again.
他从上面打扫到下面来。
And there was times when I had to go into the accident and emergency area.
那么他有一次就是要去那个急诊室里。
So I saw a lot of people that were brought in by ambulance.
那么他看到这个急诊室有很多这些救伤车啊，这些危险的人进来。
Some of these were very serious cases.
这些都是很严重的人。
But I began to notice something over a period of time.
那么他发现这样的事情。
I don't know if that was because it was the Gold Coast. I don't know if it was because I was on the Gold Coast.
他就是在这个黄金海岸。
But many of the people who came in with emergencies
那些人进来的是很严重的
were there because of things they'd done themselves.
就是有一些事情就是他们自己所做的
People that had overdosed on drugs.
那么有的人是因为犯了毒
People that had been poisoned by alcohol abuse.
那么有的人是醉酒的
People that had...driven their cars real fast and smashed their car and hurt themselves.
那么有的人就是因为驾驶太快，所以被伤害。
A lot of things that had happened that were happened because of things that they'd done wrong.
所以有很多事情的发生就是因为我们所做的。
And so we live in a world today.
所以我们现在生活在这个环境当中。
Where many times people blame God.
那么有很多时候就是人就是埋怨神。
For not doing enough.
就是埋怨说神没有做得很好。
Now the good news is,
那是一个好的消息是
that God sent His Son Jesus,
神就是差遣了他的独生子。
Not to tell you how many things you've done wrong,
就是不是说要来说你做了多少好的事情。
Not to punish you for all the mistakes you've made,
不是说要来惩罚你。
No, Jesus came to deliver us from our sins.
耶稣就是要来拯救我们
and bring us into a relationship with God.
就是要来拯救我们，就跟他有一个关系。
Not because we deserve it.
不是因为我们应当的。
Not because we asked Him for it.
不是我们叫他这样做的。
But because of His love.
就是因为他的爱。
God is not as so much a powerful God as He is a loving God.
他就是这样，不是单单这样有能力，他就是有这样的爱。
Yes, God has power.
是神是有能力的。
But He is love.
但是他就是那个爱。
Everything that God does is motivated by love.
那么神所做的每一件事，他的目的就是因为爱。
And that's what this leper found out.
所以这个长大麻风就是能够找到这样的事。
The Bible says when he approached Jesus.
当他去跟耶稣说的时候
He asked Jesus, would you be willing to heal me?
那么他第一句话就说你肯来医我吗
I know that you can.
他说你可以的
I know you're able.
你行的
But are you willing?
那么你肯吗
I love what the Bible says.
牧师很喜欢圣经里
面说 Jesus was moved with compassion.
那么耶稣就是带着一个慈善心这样
Jesus looked at this man.
那么耶稣就看着这个长大麻风的人
Suffering with disease.
他就是这样的受到这个麻风的折磨
Just like he looks at you.
他就是这样的看住我们
He sees your situation.
他就看到我们的情况
But notice how this man approached Jesus.
就是好像这个人这样的来到耶稣
He didn't come to Jesus say, it's all your fault.
他没有来到耶稣说都是你
You need to do more in this world
就是你要做更多的在这个世界
How come you're not helping people
为什么你没有帮助人
What are you going to do for me
你要怎么样来帮我
Now he came humbly
他就是很谦卑的来到他的面前他就是跪在耶稣的面前
He prayed to him
他就是向他祈求
Things begin to happen when you pray
那么当你在祈求的时候事情就发生了
The Bible says that God gives grace to humble people.
那么圣经说，就是神有这样的慈爱在我们当中。
Jesus was moved with compassion.
那么耶稣就是这样动了慈善心。
He said, of course I'm willing.
他说，当然我会医治你。
Of course I want to.
当然我肯医治你。
And he touched him.
那么他就摸着他。
And as soon as he touched him.
当他摸着他的时候
The leprosy left him.
那么那个长大麻风就得医治
We say one touch from Jesus will change your life forever.
那么我们时常都说我们从神一个被神摸着的我们生命就能够改变
Amen.
Amen.
I just heard a story of a minister in the United States.
那么牧师在这个美国听过这样的一个宣教士的故事
He had been reading the Gospels.
那么他在读他的经文的时候
He came from a very traditional church.
他来自一个很传统的教会
Where they never prayed for sick people.
他们不会跟那些病人祷告的。
In fact, they didn't believe that God still healed people today.
他没有这样的信心说现代的人会有这样的医治。
But he was fascinated with what he read about Jesus.
但是他就是这样读到耶稣。
How Jesus healed everybody.
他就是读到耶稣怎么样的去医治每一个人。
How he never turned away a single person who came for him in need.
他从来没有说不转过来对着人的。
And so for many days he read the Gospels.
那么他这每一天都在读他的经文。
And these were the words that he used.
那么他就用了这些经文来这样的分享。
He said, I like this stuff.
他说我很喜欢这些经文。
I like this healing stuff.
我很喜欢这些医治的经文。
His church group didn't believe in it.
那么他的教会全众不信。
But he said, if Jesus did it, then I believe he'll do it now.
他说如果我相信耶稣在当年可以做的话，我相信现在他也可以。
His church wasn't very big.
他的教会不是很大。
Maybe 100 people.
可能是100人。
So he decided on every Sunday he would preach about healing and pray for the sick.
那么他决定在每一个星期天他就讲分享医治跟他要为病人祷告。
He announced it in the church on Sunday morning.
那么他每一天在每个礼拜里面他就有这样的宣告。
Tonight I will preach about the healing power of Jesus and we are going to pray for the sick.
他就说我今晚就要分享这个医治的信息就要为那这些病人祷告。
The people thought, huh, that's a new thing.
他那些人就觉得哦是一个很新鲜的事情。
They said, we've never seen things like that.
他说我没有见过这样的东西。
Let's go and find out.
那么我们去看一下。
So they came that night.
所以每个人那当天晚上就来了。
He preached about his healing stuff.
那么他就开始分享他的医治的信息。
And he said, if there's anyone sick, come forward for prayer.
那么他就开始说，如果有病的人就向前来。
He prayed.
他就为那些人祷告。
Nothing happened.
没有事情发生。
Nobody got healed.
没有人得到医治。
He said, it doesn't matter.
他说，没关系。
I still like this stuff.
但是我还是很喜欢这个信息。
So the next week he did the same thing again.
那么下个礼拜他又来
preached about the healing and the miracles of Jesus.
他又继续的讲他的医治的信息
called the people forward.
他又呼召这些人来
prayed for them.
又为他们祷告
nothing.
没有事情发生
well, he continued to do this for a number of weeks.
他就继续的每一个礼拜这么做
some of the people began to complain.
那么这些人就开始反应了
they said, it's not working.
他说没有效没有效力
You're preaching all this stuff but it's not working
他说你在分享这些信息都没有任何事情发生
He said I don't know what the problem is
他说我也不知道问题出在哪
But I still like this stuff
但是我还是喜欢这个信息
Well people started leaving the church
那么开始有人离开教会了
His church went from 100 people to about 50
那么很多人从100人就剩下50人
They said something must be wrong with you
那么有的人就说一定是你有问题
It must be that God doesn't listen to your prayers because something is wrong with you
那么有的人就说责备他说一定是你有问题所以神不听你的祷告
The preacher said I still like this stuff
那么那个牧师说我还是喜欢这个信息
For 12 months he preached and no one got healed
那么在这个12个礼拜里面他不断的分享不断的为人家祷告没有人得到医治
How many think you should have given up by now?
你们觉得要放弃吗?
Don't raise your hand. Don't answer that question.
不要举起手
One day, a person in his church asked him to come to his house because his wife was very ill.
那么有一天有一个会友的太太生病了很病得很重就邀请他来家里
The preacher said, yes, I'll come and pray.
他说好我来祷告
But remember,
你要记得
Many times when I pray, nothing happens.
我每一次为人祷告，没有事情发生。
So don't be surprised if nothing happens.
他说你不要惊奇，没有事情发生。
But I'll come and pray.
但是我还是来祷告。
So he went to the house.
他就来到
The lady was lying in bed.
那么这个妇女就躺在床上。
The husband and the preacher went into the bedroom.
那么那个丈夫跟这个讲员就进入房间。
Prayed for the woman.
就为这个妇人祷告。
And he turned to the husband.
他就转回在这个丈夫的面前。
He said, "Now remember what I told you."
他说：“你记得我跟你说哦。
”I believe in praying for the sick.
那我们为这个病人祷告。
Because it's in the Bible.
因为是圣经说的。
But don't be surprised if nothing happens.
但是你不要惊奇，没有事情发生啊。
After all, I've prayed for many people the last 12 months, and nothing has happened.
他说：“在十二个月当中，我不断的为病人祷告，但是没有事情发生。
I don't understand why it's not happening.
我都不明白为什么。
But we'll just keep praying.
但是我还是继续祷告。
While he was talking.
当他在讲话的时候
，The lady called out to her husband.
那么那个妇女就喊着她的丈夫。
She said, "I feel better."
她说我好了。
I want to get out of bed.
她说我要起来。
Her husband said, "You sure?"
她说真的吗
？The preacher said, "This couldn't be."
那个讲员就说没有可能。
This is not what happens when I pray.
她说没有可能的，这个不会发生的，因为我的祷告。
She said, "But I feel better."
但是我好了。
He said, "Are you sure?"
他说你真的吗
？Are you not just saying that to encourage me?
你不是想讲这来鼓励我
？She got out of bed.
那么他就起来。
She was healed.
他就已经完全得医治了。
The preacher was amazed.
那么那个讲员就觉得很惊奇。
I got to give him a high score for trying.
他就是牧师就是要。
He told the people in the church on the Sunday morning what had happened that week.
那么在礼拜天的聚会，他就跟会众分享。
He said, "Maybe there's a change of the tide."
他说可能这个时候就是要改变了。
So come tonight and we'll pray again for the sick.
他说今晚你们继续来，我们继续为病人来祷告。
The people thought this could be good.
那么那些人说啊，可能可以了。
That night they all came.
那么全部人就来了。
He preached the stuff.
他继续的分享这个信息。
Pray for sick people.
他继续的为人祷告。
Nothing happened.
没有事情发生。
Well, I could continue on, but this is what happened.
那么他就继续。
More and more frequently.
那么他就更时常。
A person would get healed.
就有人得医治。
One here.
一两个得医治。
Then nothing.
又没有发生，没有事情发生，又再没有事情发生。
And then one there.
又有人得医治。
And over a period of time,
那么这个持续下去的时候
，more and more people got healed.
那么越来越多人得医治了。
The word started going around.
那么这些事情就一直传出去。
The church began to grow again.
那么教会就开始成长。
More people started coming to the meetings.
那么又开始有很多人进来聚会。
More people began getting healed.
那么越来越多人得医治了。
Eventually.
其实
This preacher started having large meeting all around the world.
那么这个牧师就开始有很多的聚会。
Thousands of people were healed in his meetings.
那么很多人就在他的聚会里面得医治。
One day he was praying.
有一天他在祷告。
At this point he was seeing many miracles in his meetings.
那么他就看到很多的神迹奇事发生。
He said, "Lord, why was it in the beginning that we saw no miracles at all?"
他就开始问主，他说：“主啊，为什么开始的时候没有事情发生呢？”
You know, the Lord said to him.
那么主就开始跟他说。
The Lord said to him, "John."
他就说：“约翰。
”The problem was never up here with me; it was always down there with you.
他说：“你的祷告没有上去，时常就是在你那里。
”I believe what God was saying to this man.
那么主耶稣是这样对这个人说。
It was God's will to heal from the very first day when he prayed with sick people.
他其实神的心意就是从他第一天开始祷告的时候就是愿意要医治的。
But there were some things that this man did not understand.
那么就是因为这一个讲员有些事情不大明白。
He didn't understand a lot about faith.
他就是还没有察觉到认识到这个信心的功课。
He didn't understand much about listening to the Holy Spirit.
他就还没有开始怎么样懂得听圣灵的声音。
But he persisted.
但是他持续。
Jesus said, "If you ask of me,"
耶稣就说，如果你向我求的话
，and you persist,
那你持续的话
，don't give up,
不要放弃。
Just because you don't see it the first time,
因为你没有看到第一次
，don't give up,
你不要放弃。
Just because you prayed and you didn't get the answer straight away.
因为你祷告，你没有直接的领受到那个答案。
Don't give up.
不要放弃。
What if this leper would have listened to other people who have said to him, Jesus doesn't want to touch you?
那么，如果这个大长大麻风，如果听别人说，如果耶稣不要摸你的话
，We don't know of any lepers who have ever been healed.
我们也不知道，也没有听过长大麻风会被得医治。
But he came anyway.
但是。他还是要去。
There are things that God wants to do in our lives.
就是有神就是要在我们的生命里面要动的工作。
And we need to find out what His will is about that.
我们就是要懂得知道神在我们的当中所要做的工作。
Any problem that you face,
无论我们面对的什么困难
I can guarantee you there's a promise in the Bible about that situation.
我们可以看到圣经里面所有的应许。
I like to say it this way.
牧师喜欢这么说
When you find out the will of God about your situation,
如果你可以看到你的问题的话
When you find out what God's will is,
你如果知道神的应许的话
And you believe it,
如果你相信的话
And you don't give up,
如果你不放弃的话
The miracle will follow.
那么神迹奇事就会随着你
Amen.
Amen.
No matter what the circumstance,
无论在任何问题
no matter what the difficulty,
无论任何困难
God's promise is always yes to you.
那么耶稣的应许永远是对就是对要的要给你的
If you find the promise in God's word,
如果你在这里找到神的应许
you thank him for it,
你要在那里感谢神
you believe what he says,
你相信神所说的话
you keep thanking him for it,
你一直在那里感恩
the miracle will follow,
那么那个神迹奇事就随着
let me share this little story in closing,
那么在最后牧师再讲多一个故事
I love this story,
他很喜欢这个故事
there was a lady who had broken her little finger,
那么有一个妇女，她的小手指受伤。
And when it healed, it was crooked.
那么当她得到医治的时候是弯的。
She could still use it.
But 她还是可以用。
It wasn't painful.
还不会痛了。
But it looked crooked.
但是有一点弯曲的。
So she had one crooked finger.
她就是看到她有一个弯曲的手指。
One day she was in a meeting.
有一天他在那个聚会当中
And she asked God to heal her.
那么他就向神祈求
You think, but there was nothing wrong with it.
他就想我祈求没有问题啊
There was no pain.
又没有痛
She could use it.
我的手指还可以动的
And God healed her little finger.
神会医治我的小手指
That amazes me.
这个就是很稀奇的
I can understand that God would heal some crippled legs.
那么神会医治那些残缺的脚
Because you need your legs.
我们需要脚
I can understand God would heal some blind eyes because you need your eyes.
那么神也会医治那些盲人因为我们需要眼睛
But if your little finger is working,
当我们的手指还能动的时候
Even though it's crooked,
虽然是弯曲的
Why would you bother with that?
为什么还要这样注重呢
That shows you how much God loves you.
就是要证明神有多爱我们
That he would care about such a insignificant little thing.
无论你小小的问题
Why would God even care about a little crooked finger?
神也会注重那一个弯曲的手指
But she believed for it.
她就是相信
Jesus said anything you ask.
她说无论你所祈求的
I will do it.
我就会为你做
Often we limit God.
我们不要去给神一个
We put restrictions.
我们把神放在一个
You're doing very good. We say, well, this is what God will do.
这个神会做的。
But don't ask for little things.
不要问小小的事情。
God's too busy for little things.
神很忙着小小的事情。
No, he's not.
不是这么说的。
He cares about the very small detail in your life.
他就是很注重我们这些小小的事情。
Maybe you're a person here today.
可能在座的每一位
You've never received Jesus.
还没有，可能在座每一位有可能有没有接受主的。
God knows your life.
神认识我们的。
His plan for you is a good plan.
他的计划在我们的身上是一个很好的计划。
And he has sent Jesus.
他就是差派，神就是差派了主耶稣。
To bring you into a relationship with God.
就是把我们带到神的当中。
You don't have to leave here today without him.
我们就是不能没有他。
Jesus has made it possible for you to come into a place with God.
他就是耶稣，就是把我们跟神的关系拉近。
Or you become his child.
我们就成为他的儿女。
No more separation.
就是没有分开的。
No longer God at a distance.
没有跟神有一个距离。
But where you can know him.
那你就认识他。
I remember the day when I received him.
当牧师记得当那一天他接受主。
I was only 19 years old.
那时候他只有19岁。
I had gone to church for many years.
他去教会很多年。
I thought I was a Christian.
他就这样以为他是一个基督徒。
But I discovered that only when I received Jesus into my life.
哦，他才发现说，如果我接受耶稣成为我的救主。
What a change!
我就改变了。
I remember waking up in the morning and thinking, this has really happened with me.
他就早上起来，他就觉得说，哦，这个就是这样的发生在我身上。
God is my Father.
神就是我的父亲。
What a new life!
哦，一个新的生命。
I remember standing outside and looking around.
当他走出去看着四周围的时候
，I thought, "Wow, God has made this world."
他就觉得，他就发现，哦，神就是创造这个宇宙万物。
Such reality.
就是那么真实的。
That's what happens when we give our lives to Jesus.
这个就是我们怎么样把我们的生命交给耶稣。
We say it's not a religion.
不是一个宗教。
God didn't send a religion.
神没有建立宗教。
He sent His Son Jesus.
他就是把他的儿子差遣给我们。
And in Jesus we receive relationship with God.
那么我们就是因为耶稣，我们跟神的关系。
Any person here today?
我们在这里哪一个有人
who has not received Jesus?
还没有信主的，还没有接受耶稣的。
I'm going to give you opportunity to receive him today.
那么牧师就给我们这个机会。
I'd just like everyone to close their eyes right now.
我们大家闭上眼睛。
If you're here today.
那么你在这里
And maybe you know about religion.
你只是认识宗教
You believe in God.
你只是相信神
You even believe that Jesus died on the cross.
你也相信耶稣为我们钉十字架
But you've never made him the Lord of your life.
那么你还没有接受耶稣成为我你的救主
You've never said, Jesus, save me.
你还没有说耶稣祈求你救我
I receive your new life.
我接受一个新的生命。
Make me a child of God.
让我成为神的儿女。
If you've never done that,
你还没有这样做的话
today's your day.
这个就是我们的一天。
Who's that person here this morning?
我们有这样的人在当中吗
？You say that's for me.
这个就是我。
I want to receive Jesus.
我要接受耶稣。
Amen. Why don't you stand up for just a moment?
Amen.
Let's all stand. Amen. Hallelujah. Why don't you come forward? I just want to pray with you. Hallelujah. Amen.What's your name?
Kumar.
Amen. Thank you, Kumar, for being here today. And Delphine brought you along.
Oh, yeah.
And you've never received Jesus.
Oh, no.
Praise God. We're going to pray, and Kumar is going to receive Jesus. Amen? Yeah. Isn't that wonderful what happens when you bring somebody to church with you? Amen. Let's all pray together. Now, we're going to help you because this is your prayer. And God's going to listen to you as you pray this. We're going to help you with it.This is the most important time in your life.
Okay.
Jesus coming into your life. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's pray this together. Say, Lord Jesus. Let's all say it out loud. Lord Jesus, I ask you today.
I ask you today.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
I believe. You died on the cross.
You died on the cross.
For my sin.
For my sin.
I believe. God raised you from the dead.
God raised you from the dead.
And you are alive today.
You are alive today.
Lord Jesus, come into my life.
Lord Jesus, come into my life.
Take away all my sins.
Take away all my sins.
Give me your new life.
Give me your new life.
And from this day, I believe.
I believe.
I am saved.
I'm saved.
I'm a child of God.
I'm a child of God.
I am free.
I am free.
From the power of the enemy.
From the power of the enemy.
I am free.
I am free.
As a child of God.
Our child of God.
This is my day.
This is my day
of salvation.
Of salvation.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Praise God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. How does that feel?
I'm feeling better now.
You feel better now?
I'm feeling better.
Wow. What do you feel right now?
I'm feeling relaxed and relieved.
Praise God. Wonderful. Where are you from, Kumar?
I'm from Northern India, Punjab.
We are so privileged to have you here this morning.
Thank you.
You know, the Bible actually says right now that there is a party going on in heaven because of you. All the angels are rejoicing, and we are rejoicing because of what God's done in your life. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Isn't that a good day? This best Father's Day ever. Because our Heavenly Father had His biggest present. Amen. Somebody came into the presence of God today. You know, you're a brand new person now. And God has got great plans for you. You know, there's some things that you've been facing in your life that have been quite difficult. And even some things that have happened in the past. And God says, I'm going to do some things in your life. I will even help you forget some of the things that have happened in the past. There's good things that God has planned for you. God bless you, Kumar. Amen. Thank you, Delphine, for bringing him. God bless. Amen. Let's close in prayer. And I'm going to ask Ross to come at this time. He's going to take us around the communion table. What a wonderful time to do that. Father, we just want to thank you, Lord, for this time. We thank you for what you've done today in Kumar's life. And Lord, we thank you that this is the beginning of seeing souls coming into your kingdom, Lord. It's your desire and it is our desire. Praise God. Amen. You may be seated. Ross.